Michigan, judge rejects Trump campaign effort to halt vote count. By Joshua Kaplan on November 5, 2020. A Michigan judge on Thursday rejected a lawsuit brought by President Donald Trump's re-election campaign aimed at halting vote counting in the state. Reuters reports. Michigan Court of Claims Judge Cynthia Stevens made the ruling during a court hearing on Thursday. She said she planned to issue a written ruling on Friday. Campaign officials for Trump have said they filed the Michigan lawsuit to stop the counting there and gain greater access to the tabulation process. What I have is, at best, a hearsay affidavit that addresses a harm that would be significant, Stevens said. We've got an affidavit that is not firsthand knowledge. Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien announced the Michigan lawsuit on Wednesday, alleging that it had not been granted meaningful access to observe ballot counting at several locations. We have filed suit today in the Michigan Court of Claims to halt counting until meaningful access has been granted, Stepien said. We also demand to review those ballots which were opened and counted while we did not have meaningful access. President Trump is committed to ensuring that all legal votes are counted in Michigan and everywhere else. Democrat White House candidate Joe Biden is projected to win Michigan, according to the Associated Press. In addition to Michigan, a Georgia judge tossed out a Trump campaign lawsuit, which alleges a witness said late arriving ballots were improperly stored. Having read and considered said petition, all argument and evidence of record, including the evidence presented at the hearing, and the applicable law, the court finds that there is no evidence that the ballots referenced in the petition were received after 7 p.m. on Election Day, thereby making those ballots invalid, said Chatham County Superior Court Judge James Bass. Additionally, there is no evidence that the Chatham County Board of Elections or the Chatham County Board of Registrars has failed to comply with the law.